Welcome to God and Country Radio, where it discusses current social, economic, political, and prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. In this week's program, I'm finally getting around to part four in my series, Christianity and UFOs. In program three, I explained that if there may be any surprises for the Christian community, it would be the possibility that the demonic realm can interact with the physical realm way more than we ever realized. Then in program three, I went on to explain all of the biblical texts that allude to the demonic interactions with mankind before the Noahic flood. Interactions that stepped over God's boundaries and resulted in the immediate imprisonment of certain demonic spirits. That same interaction between humanity and the fallen angelic realm might again take place as God removes his hand of restraint upon the world in these last days in preparation for the apocalypse. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. You can listen or watch programs 1, 2, 3 in this series on my YouTube and Rumble channels, God and Country Biblical Exposition, or go to our website, godandcountryradio.org. Anyway, I believe this UFO phenomenon can be a real faith builder for Christians because everything we're seeing and hearing confirms what the Scripture teaches about the angelic realm. When Satan and his fallen angels were cast down, they weren't cast down to Mars or to Venus or to the Andromeda galaxy. They were cast down to Earth. Now, the unbelieving and the unsaved world is putting a spin on all of this data, claiming that these entities have evolved on other planets, just like we have evolved. And I'm sure that's exactly what the demonic realm wants mankind to believe. But we know the truth. So to start off with, let's just appreciate the importance of this subject, because understandably, there will be those in the Christian community who will say this is a distraction. This is not the gospel. Or this is not the public policy battles that we're facing. And I get that. This subject should be a subpoint of a subpoint under the doctrine of angelology. I don't know how some Christian podcasters can focus every week on UFOs. That can't be spiritually healthy. But there is a place for this subject. And to help us appreciate this topic, I'd like to quote from a piece by Ben Garrett. He started a new YouTube and podcast with his pastor in Utah. It's called The Haunted Cosmos. It's one of those new up-and-coming Christian websites. But Ben has some great literary gifts. Quote, God's world is at once claimed and counterclaimed by glorious forces of light and ancient malevolent evils. All the time, every second, every square inch, all of it. This is a thing worthy of our awe and wonder. It's a thing that should fill our mouths in obedience to Psalm 75 with the wondrous deeds of God. Unquote. So this is why this subject matters. We are to be interested in and praise God for all of his creation, visible and invisible. Now, as an aside, my doctoral study this summer has been in angelology, the study of demons and angels. You know how Christians, in learning the Word of God, often focus on one particular subject at a time. Eschatology, ecclesiology, soteriology, the doctrines of civil government, Christology. Well, this summer, I've been working on angelology. And you know, as an aside, it's led me into some studies into Gnosticism, the main doctrine of demons, and it's led me into UFOlogy and all of the history of the government's response to UFOs, Project Grunge, Project Blue Book, the Lockheed Skunk Works, NICAP, SETI, APRO, the Condon Report, the Wilson Memo, the CIA Robertson Report, the Trick Memo, the Guy Holt Memo, James McDonald, Hynek, Donald Kehoe, the Roswell Event, 1947, the Trinity Event, 1945, the Washington Event, 1952, the Brazil Event, the Point Pleasant, West Virginia Event, the Rendlesham Event in the UK. Seriously, there is so much information to process. It could be a 3-credit college class. Now, what I find interesting is that while I've been studying this subject, really just as an amusing diversion, just so happens I'm seeing an uptick in interest in this subject in the Christian community. Now, this might just be my own perspective, because I'm tracking this subject. You know, it might have something to do with the influences of the media and culture, or it may be the Holy Spirit leading the church. Maybe to help God's people understand that the evils arising in the world have a supernatural element. The evils that we see is the influence and doctrines of demons. Now, in regard to UFOs in particular, we need to be careful of all of the fake reports and the crazies. They're attracted to the subject like bees to honey. In my first program in this series, I mentioned a report that came out at the beginning of the summer where a family in LA claimed to have seen aliens in their backyard. And neighbors and the police reported a glowing orb. This story spread to all of the major networks, and the young man in the family reported the whole event in a YouTube entitled, "I Had Aliens in My Backyard." And in my first program, I pointed out that whether it's real or not, I found the whole thing to be quite hilarious. Well, new evidence pretty much proves that it was a fake. That night, there was a glow in the sky. Astronomers and observers all reported a large meteorite falling from the sky that night, and it was definitely a meteorite. The teen reported that his mother and father saw the aliens, but in the police video, the parents denied seeing the aliens. And this teenager claimed that the UFO created a dirt circle in his backyard, but Google Earth shows that this circle has been there for years prior to this event. And apparently, this 16-year-old teen boy already had a fascination with UFOs. Also, there is the famous alien autopsy video, alleged to be from Roswell back in the 1940s. There was a serious documentary done in 1995 about this video called Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, hosted by Jonathan Frakes from the Star Trek series. Well, the magician and filmmaker, Spy Malloris, who alleged to have secured the footage from a retired military cameraman who worked at Roswell, admitted to having faked the whole thing, setting up the studio with special effects. So be careful concerning what you hear and read. Christians, in their innocence, tend to be gullible. Now, I hate to say it, but it's true. But we're warned in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they're from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But then there are events like the 1952 Washington UFO event. Are you aware of it? It was big news at the time. Over two weekends in the summer of 1952, UFOs buzzed Washington. On July 19th, air traffic controllers at the Washington National Airport spotted seven objects on radar hovering 15 miles south of Washington, D.C. No known aircraft were in the area. The senior air traffic controller wrote, "We knew immediately that a very strange situation existed. Their movements were completely radical compared to those of ordinary aircraft. They made some calls and other radars had picked up the objects. And people on the ground were seeing seven bright lights in the sky over Washington. The objects then slowly moved over the Capitol and the White House. They were caught on film, and the next day, the pictures made the headlines in all the national papers. That night, the military at Andrews Air Force Base was also tracking the objects. Two jet fighters from Newcastle Air Force Base in Delaware were dispatched. When they arrived, the objects disappeared. But as soon as the fighter planes returned to the base, the objects reappeared for the remainder of the evening. The next weekend, the same thing happened again. And the fighter jets were sent out. The pilots saw lights from the objects, but they disappeared when they got near. Well, the whole event started all sorts of government programs and committees dealing with UFOs. Was it a hoax? Was it government disinformation? Or was this mistaken natural phenomenon? Well, let's not also forget all of the recent military pilot video footage of UFO encounters. Now, there are atheistic materialists who, because of their worldview, deny the supernatural. And Christians certainly don't want to be in that camp. But then there are the atheistic UFO promoters who are concocting an entirely false narrative around these UFOs. One of the leading personalities is Stephen Greer with his Disclosure Project. It'd be one thing if he was just reporting on UFOs, but he's making claims such as government officials have been in conversations with these extraterrestrials, that in the moon landing, the astronauts encountered UFOs, that they have bases on the far side of the moon. Now, these aren't your typical government officials who are in the know, but a group of insiders who operate unacknowledged government programs. And that there are groups of wealthy power brokers in the world that are keeping this information from the public and keeping these new sources of energy technology from the public to protect certain economic interests, such as big oil. Greer has a documentary out called The Lost Century, where he explains that all of this new technology could have been used to solve our hunger problem, our energy problem, our medical problems, but it's been kept from the public. And he claims that these extraterrestrials started arriving once the nations entered into the nuclear arms race. These extraterrestrials are concerned about us and they don't want us to blow up the world. Oh, let's see, what else? Oh yes, Greer's group is working to bypass the government and make contact with these aliens themselves. And these aliens do respond and appear when UFO seekers engage in meditation, remote viewing, mental telepathy. For these UFO enthusiasts, they believe the promise of humanity's future is these aliens with their technology. Science is the savior. Then there's what Ronald Reagan said at the UN back in 1987. Quote, "Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think of how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world." Unquote. Now Greer claims that there is an evil group of insiders that want to start a war with these UFOs, and they're going to use a hoax of an alien invasion to unite the world in an evil way around this alien threat. So, some Christian teachers have picked up on all this. There are Christian writers and YouTubers who put this all together and claim that these demons, disguising themselves as aliens, will be a major factor in the upcoming apocalypse, where they will reveal themselves. And their appearance and their lies will be used to debunk the Christian message and support an evolutionary cosmology, support globalism, and to bring mankind into a new age of advanced knowledge and technology, where man is God. That these demons will claim to be our savior, even promising new insights into how mankind can extend human life by medical advances, by cloning, even promising mankind eternal life, where Satan will provide a substitute to God's salvation for mankind. And Satan will give to mankind the knowledge that Satan claims God, this powerful being, Yahweh Elohim, has been denying mankind since the Garden of Eden. Is that possible? Maybe. I mean, we're certain that the book of the Revelation doesn't expose all that's going to be happening at the end of this age. There are going to be many surprises. And one of those surprises may be a more direct interaction between the demonic realm and humanity. I mean, after all, Satan is the ruler of this world. And he wants to receive worship from his subjects. He wants to receive acknowledgement. And I could imagine Satan wanting to reveal himself in some sort of deceptive, fake form of incarnation or second coming. Not that Satan will be claiming to be the second coming of Christ, but he may reveal to mankind that there are powerful beings that exist on earth in a different realm, and that these beings have the answers to all knowledge and wisdom, as opposed to the Christian message, which will be called an evil distortion of the truth meant to oppress. Will Satan and his kingdom of fallen angels continue to stay hidden from mankind throughout all of human history? Is that what he really wants? Or will the removal of God's restraint at the end of this age, as prophesied in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, mean that Satan's kingdom will be able to reveal itself? As Christians, we do believe that Satan's kingdom and the demons are real. They are powerful beings that have advanced knowledge. But here's my warning. As Christians, we should know the possibilities. But let's not get caught up in all of the claims and the theories so that we believe that we're in the know. You see, the problem I have with a lot of these Christian teachers is that they teach these theories as if they're fact, that this is what will take place, and that they're sharing with you their secret discoveries. But that is not the way to teach God's truth. We're not to go beyond what the scriptures teach. The Apostle John explains it this way, 2 John 9. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Notice the phrase goes too far, literally in the Greek, anyone who crosses the line or steps over the boundary. What is the apostle talking about? Well, the early Christians knew the danger of adding to scripture and substituting speculation for God's word. 1 Timothy 1:4, Paul writes to Timothy, not paying attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. 2 Timothy 4:4, they will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. Now, there's nothing wrong with applying biblical prophecy to world events. God would have us do that as the day draws near. But let's separate between what is theory and what is actual scriptural prophecy. So in regard to the role of demons and UFOs, keep all this in the back of your mind as a possibility, a theory. And just wait to see what happens. Christians shouldn't be going about definitely claiming that the Antichrist will have a council of extraterrestrials and he'll form his 10-nation confederacy around a new world order of alien encounters. Well, in closing, let me just leave you with some overall principles that we do know are true, that we should be aware of, in this ongoing battle between the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of man and Satan. In the words of President Truman, from Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso, Truman, in asking his generals about these UFOs, said, quote, what do these SOBs want from us? Well, let me just list a few points, and maybe in my YouTube version of this program, I'll develop them more. First, remember that Satan's goal is the destruction of mankind. John chapter 10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. John chapter 8, he's a murderer from the beginning. Lucifer's first interaction with mankind was to deceive Adam and Eve into sinning so that the wrath of God would be upon mankind, just as the wrath and the judgment of God was upon Satan. And by this, Satan could ensure his goal of seeing the destruction of the human race. But God thwarted Satan's plan with the redemption of mankind, but still we recognize Satan's original goal. I can't help think of that 1950s Twilight Zone episode where aliens landed on Earth and began to solve all of our food and energy problems. And these aliens had a book in their language entitled To Serve Man. Well, finally, the reporter deciphers the language and discovers that To Serve Man is actually a cookbook. And the aliens were harvesting mankind for food. Kind of like what C.S. Lewis wrote in the Screwtape Letters, that God wants mankind as sons that he can bless. Satan wants mankind as cattle that he can slaughter. Back in the 1950s, there was much more of a Christian worldview in America. Now Hollywood is depicting the aliens as the good guys. So just realize that in whatever Satan is up to, he's going to promise mankind life when he actually wants to kill us. In a discussion I had with my son recently, he was wondering how long Satan could keep up the ruse. You know, it's kind of like a kidnapper who plays nice with his victim to keep him docile, but he's really waiting for an opportunity to murder the victim once he gets the ransom. Second, along with this, remember Satan is a master at deception and trickery. He will play the victim. He will make God and the Christian message look like the oppressor. He will promise everything that God promises. He will offer an alternative salvation, as he offered to Christ all kingdoms of this world. And in regard to UFOs, they don't even have to be real. The whole thing could be a satanic deception in people's minds in order to give modern man a false proof for an evolutionary cosmology, to give people a false hope. Or they can be real, but the demons are playing with us, only showing up at certain times to tease, to test the response, to gradually reveal themselves in preparation for a greater revealing in the future. But whatever is said by the world in regard to the identity and the purpose of these beings, Jesus warned us in the Olivet Discourse that the deception in the last days will be so slick and so convincing, if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect, the true Christian church. Matthew 24:24. For false saviors and false teachers will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Third, I believe a case could be made that what Satan wants to do is give man forbidden knowledge. Notice that when Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago, he never gave mankind the cure to cancer, never told mankind about penicillin. He never taught mankind how machines could make their lives easier and relieve them of the curse of work. You know, as a new Christian, I always wondered about this, because this certainly would have been a great way for Christ to have proved his divinity and to win mankind to his side. But Jesus didn't do this because man in his sin did not need to be empowered by these secrets. But Satan probably does want to give mankind knowledge, forbidden knowledge, before God's ordained time. And so mankind would need God less. And on that point, I'm out of time. Of course, there's much more to explain in all this. The website to listen to this program again is godandcountryradio.org. The extended YouTube and Rumble video versions of this program is at my channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. This is video number 273. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. May Jesus Christ reign. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we acknowledge Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, that in Christ are found all of the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge for those who are connected to him by saving faith. May each listener today come to realize that truth. For Jesus' sake, amen.